A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Well, we're coming to your city.
Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin, because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition.
This is about the American brand, where I bring capital from all around the world to invest here. We look like clowns.
Yes.
What did you mean when you said the border was secure? Is that not a lie?
With the resources and authorities that we have, it is as secure as it can be.
T-minus 193 days left till you get to vote.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, and your calls coming up, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. It's pretty sick. It's pretty sad to be watching, witnessing what is nothing but virulent hatred and radical anti-Semitism on college campuses now all across the country, everywhere from Columbia, NYU, and Yale, and Harvard, and Berkeley, and Austin, Texas, and around the country it goes. And it's just kind of sad and pathetic, but yet predictable, of the radical left watching Joe Biden being turned into a pretzel because he has way more concern about his own personal political ambition. That stands out in my mind as well. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu compared these college protests to Nazi Germany. Here's what he said.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful.
Now, a lot of the professors have weighed in on this. You have a Columbia professor finally speaking out, saying AOC is an agent of the chaos at NYU. Another professor, and remember, at Columbia, a Jewish professor had his ID taken away and said, "Don't come on campus; it's not safe." You had the rabbi on campus at Columbia telling Jewish students, "It's not safe; don't come on campus." You no longer have in person education at this institution, and others are following suit as well. But the NYU professor calling out the double standard for hate speech against Jewish students in this case. Listen,
AOC, she's an agent of chaos. That's the name. AOC is agent of chaos. And I'm just looking forward to my kids and grandkids reading about this chapter in history and the list of all the rabid anti-Semites and to see her name there. This is not peaceful protest, and she's lying to the people. She is lying to the people just like Rashida Tlaib. If this was targeting a race, if this was targeting a sexual orientation, a sexual identity, the NYPD would have found something to do. Because this is targeting the Jews, Mayor Eric Adams speaks very highly about how much he cares and does nothing.
I can tell you, if I went into the NYU Square with a white hood on and said, lynch the blacks or burn the gays, my ID would be shut off by that night. And I would never work in academia again. There would be no need for the words context or nuance. I wouldn't be protected by terms like First Amendment or free speech. I would be out of the world of academia. It seems like we have a double standard when it comes to hate speech, as long as it's against Jews.
And if you think that's not bad enough, well, then at the University of Texas, you have protesters shouting, shout pigs go home, get off our campus. Who are they shouting at? The police, the very people Joe Biden just is basically in hiding over all of this. Just like, you know, he has not supported Israel's victory in their war on terror. How these kids have forgotten the nearly 1,200 dead Israelis from October 7th, the hundreds taken hostages, the beheadings, the rapes, the murder, all that took place. They've forgotten the tens and tens of thousands of rockets over the last number of years fired into Israel. And everybody seems to have forgotten who the real victim in all of this is. That would be the country of Israel. They are the victims of terrorism. And Joe Biden, for political expediency, has abandoned America and their commitment to stand for what is right against radical Islamic terrorists that have as their stated mission the destruction of Israel or death to Israel. And now we even hear death to America. You just can't even make a lot of this up. Lori Lowenthal Marcus is with us, legal director and a litigator at the Deborah Project. It's a nonprofit law firm that represents those who have been discriminated against in these educational settings because they are Jewish and or pro-Israel. Lori, welcome to the program and keep up the good work. I assume probably your phone has been ringing off the hook.
Hi, Sean. Yes, it has been ringing off the hook since October 9th, and it's only ramped up consistently. First, the fear about overseas, and now the neighbors next door and the college students sitting next to you. So it's been one growing, ugly hate fest.
It's really terrible. How many calls have you gotten?
Oh, my God. I'm speaking to hundreds of parents, students, faculty members all across the country. And we're working as hard as we can. We have complaints ready to file. The universities have really been caught flat-footed. But I'll tell you, Sean, it's also happening in the K-12 schools. So that's the next wave we'll all be looking at. And I've had a front row seat. So as much hatred as you're seeing and hearing on the campuses spoken students to students, you're seeing that teachers to students in K-12.
Yeah, unbelievable. Let me ask you a question. When they're telling Jewish students to stay away from the universities that they're attending, and they're telling them it's not safe, and when they're saying similar things and taking away credentials from Jewish professors, I have a question. Why wouldn't they have enough law enforcement presence on the universities to protect the innocent here? It's a question I wouldn't think I'd have to ask, but apparently I do.
Well, it's an issue of who do you appease and who do you protect? And the ones you appease are the radicals, the people who scream and shout and break things and hurt people. That's who are being appeased, and the ones who are not being protected are what I like to call the quiet minorities, the Jews, Asians, and so forth. And they're told, you know, go off campus, it's not safe for you. And those students aren't going to, you know, raise a ruckus. I would tell them they should bring breach of contract lawsuits against these universities. They're supposed to be protecting their students, and they're not.
Yeah, they are supposed to be protecting them, and they're not, which is why your organization is so successful. You know, you said something that I thought was interesting. You've called for the president of Columbia to resign, and you can't think of anybody like this or any instance like this. We watched what happened in Harvard and some of these other institutions. I have found their comments and their actions repulsive. These campuses are so woke and politically correct that if you use the wrong pronoun, or God forbid you said anything against the that was racist, or, you know, which is horrific in and of itself. But these universities have very strict laws about, you know, what you can say about anybody based on their race, ethnicity, etc. And they usually hold those students accountable, but they're not holding them accountable against the Jewish people. Why is that?
That's exactly right. That's the discrimination. We have people held to account for using the wrong pronouns and for suggesting that certain people from a certain part of the world might be terrorists. Even suggesting that is something students will be disciplined for. But calling for the destruction of the state of Israel, for the elimination of all Jews, calling for gas the Jews. We've heard that. That's okay. That's called free.
No, that was in Australia. They were chanting gas the Jews, F the Jews.
Yep. Well, they've also begun to say things very much like that on American college campuses. And that,
if you have tape or audio of that, I'd love to have it and air it so people can see and hear it.
Okay, I will get that. They're calling Yehud, and for the return of Farhud, that's the Jewish massacres. That's what they're calling for, and it's totally crossed the line from just a geopolitical conflict. Now it's just Jew hatred on display. And you're right, the universities are not disciplining. They're not punishing these students for acting outrageously, for threatening the lives of their fellow students. And on Columbia's campus, I just saw yesterday, 2 days ago, there are food stations for the encampments and porta potties set up for them. What, are you kidding me? That's what they're doing? Of course the students are going to continue to stay there. Why are they making life easy and comfortable for them? They should be thrown out.
Well said. If any student wants to get in touch with you, we could put a link on our website to your organization, but how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, DeborahProject.org, Lori Lowenthal, Marcus at DeborahProject.org.
We appreciate the good work you're doing. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, when we come back, we'll hit the phones. 800-941-SEAN. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, let's hit our busy phones. It's Kirk in North Carolina. Kirk, hi, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
John, I'm doing great. Hey, I'm so glad to be on your show. I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, thank you.
On the topic of the early voting, and I want to provide an alternate view on that, and that is, you know, I just don't trust this situation at all. Honestly, I never have. You know, when the early voting thing got started many years ago, you know, it was kind of floated forward as a courtesy, you know, to help you manage your time and all of this. Because I remember voting day. I'm 62 years old. I remember voting day, and that's the way it was. And we didn't have all of these incredible delays and all of this. You got states that float out 4 or 5 weeks, and they end up saying, well, we haven't counted all the votes yet, but you've had 4 or 5 weeks to work with, you know, that kind of thing. I honestly prefer to wait to voting day or maybe the day before. I just don't want my vote floating out there, you know, for some faceless person, because voter fraud is an insider crime.
I just want to address this, and I've taken heat, but I think those of you that know me best know I'm sincere in my beliefs, and I've been very clear. This is not the system that I believe offers the most integrity and instills the most confidence in the results. I just don't believe that. With all of that said, we cannot, I believe as conservatives, we cannot start out election day behind hundreds of thousands of votes and then expect that we're going to catch up. Now, we saw this recently. We saw this in that George Santos seat runoff. And sure enough, the Democrats, you know, they banked all their votes on election day. Well, it snowed in New York and for the special election. And a lot of people that maybe were planning on voting that day weren't able to vote that day. That's what I'm talking about. It's not the system we want. Now, if we want to change the system, well, we have a couple of things we got to do. And that is, we have got to win elections first. And that's that is the only thing we have going for us. Win the election first.
Yeah, the point that you make, it's certainly viable. I mean, you are right, and I fully agree with all of what you're saying. You know, I'm still going to be a voting day holdout. It would take golf ball size hail to keep me from voting, but it is unfortunate. I don't know if you recall this, but a very young President Trump, when he first, one of his first initiatives was to reach out to the states and say, we got to straighten out these voter rolls. I want a report and all of this. And about 20 some odd states told President Trump to take a hike. We're not doing it. I don't know if you remember that, but I do. And Trump backed off, I guess, with the idea of catching him on the backside, you know, assuming he got reelected. But so hopefully, you know, assuming that President Trump gets reelected, and I certainly hope he does, he'll get in there and he'll say, we're going to revisit this voting thing, and we're going to get this voting thing straightened out, because the political left has really been very successful at pulling some form of wool over the eyes of the country with these drop boxes and their no signature verification on ballots. And
you're singing from my hymnal, my friend, but I'm just telling Republicans, conservatives, you got to overcome your reluctance and resistance. Vote early, vote by mail, and partisan observers hopefully can watch the vote counting all day and I'm sorry, the voting all day and the vote counting all night. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. More calls straight ahead. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Preborn, they're leading the charge for the battle of life. And their network of clinics now are positioned in a place where they're often right next to Planned Parenthood, giving people the science of 4D ultrasound, and it is changing hearts. Linda, it's an amazing mission that they've been on and incredibly successful.
It has been, and it's successful because this audience is phenomenal, and you guys are giving when it's so hard to give. And listen, you know, Mother's Day is May 12th, so we've got like 2 weeks left to go. And anybody who's a mom knows that as soon as you're pregnant, you're a mom. So let's give these moms the hope and the support that they need by donating. It's $28 for one ultrasound. Any amount helps. 20, 50, 100, 500. Let's just give everything we can and give these babies the lives they deserve. You know, Planned Parenthood wants to kill them. They take our tax dollars. They do whatever they want. And these kids don't even get an option. They don't even know there's another choice. Preborn is doing all that hard work. So we want you to donate. You can dial #250. You say the keyword baby. That's #250. You go to preborn.com/Shawn, S-E-A-N. We want you to go right now. I know I'm donating. Shawn's donating. We're all doing everything we can. 2 weeks till Mother's Day. We still have time for the Hannity baby shower. Please, guys.
I'm even willing to do the baby shower as if I'm having the baby. But in all seriousness, they're a great organization. #250, keyword baby. On the web, it's preborn.com/Shawn. That's S-E-A-N. All right, let's go to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Joe, Kansas. Next, Shawn Hannity Show. How are you, Joe? What's going on?
Hello, Shawn.
How are you, sir?
Joe.
How
are you, sir? Just fine. Thank you.
Glad to have you. What's on your mind today?
I just don't understand why we, as the GOP, continue to play by the rules when the Dems rewrite the rules every day. I was just praying that Trump would just not even show up to court. You know, they decided that Joe couldn't stand trial. So why do we continue to play by those rules? And what is the reset that we're going to have to go through to get our country back?
I don't know what the answer is, to be honest, except that everybody in 193 days go out and vote. I mean, I don't know how many different ways I can say it, but this is serious. It's an all hands on deck moment for the country. You know, I listen to some people in their commentary, and it's like they think they have the only way, and you have to be a purist in every way if you want to be part of changing this country. No, you don't. I mean, every party, both the Republican Party or the conservative movement or the liberal movement and Democratic Party, they're coalitions, and you have people from different backgrounds. But look, if you like open borders where our enemies, our top geopolitical foes, are entering this country without any vetting at all, if you like what's happening at our border, if you like what's happening with our economy, GDP at a just abysmal rate, it's disgusting. I mean, today's GDP report not only showed a weak economy, but worrisome inflation. I would argue myself it's stagflation that we're seeing here, but it's chilling, it's frightening. You know, I told everybody earlier in the program today, a shocking number of Americans are experiencing hunger in Joe Biden's America. I guess, except if you're an illegal immigrant, you're well taken care of. Biden inflation now has derailed all economic growth in this country. We get these GDP numbers today that are just god awful. That's on top of a 3.5% inflation rate increase just in the last month, 3.2% the month before, year over year. And those rate hikes aren't coming because the economy is deteriorating right before our eyes. It's pretty scary. Anyway, my friend, good call. Appreciate it. Let us say hi to Bill in New Jersey. Bill, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Shawn, thank you so much for taking my call. Interesting about the Supreme Court. It would seem that part of the problem they have in circumscribing presidential immunity is if they leave the door too open, there's only going to be a plethora of cases filed one after the other that somebody wasn't within their executive authority, and therefore they could be charged anyway. So,
well, I don't think, look, it's just my gut. I mean, we spent a lot of time on this today, and my gut is that the Supreme Court is going to either remand it, but with instructions, I would argue, to a lower court. And that's going to lead to a lot of pretrial motions. If a trial even takes place at any point on this, Donald Trump wins, it's a moot point, won't matter. And that's got to be our first and best hope. But the idea that a president, you know, through their actions of being president, that would mean that Barack Obama with the infamous drone strike, would be charged for murder. I mean, that you have to have a president that has the freedom to use the powers that are given to him, whether they might make right decisions or wrong decisions at time. And Obama would be the case of a wrong decision. And so I would just argue that it is imperative that a president have the ability to make decisions without having the threat of being tried after his term, you know, lurking in his mind and weighing on his decision making. This world is far too dangerous for that to occur. Anyway, good call, my friend. 800-941-SEAN. Joe in Ohio, if you want to. Joe, what's on your mind today? By the way, you know who I heard is a great guy? The coach of Ohio State football. Did you ever hear of the guy?
Yeah, I could have.
You heard of him. But anyway, somebody told me he's friends with him. And he's a really great guy and a great coach. What do you think?
You know, it's anybody's game at this point. Season hadn't started yet.
Well, that's true. It's always a new season if you didn't win the last one. Anyway, what's on your mind today?
So, obviously, everybody knows you got a presidential race going on, but I'm wondering, are there any, like, congressional races that you got your eye on that pique your interest and people we should be looking out for on November 5th?
Look, we're going to get into some of the specific races. We'll probably spend more time on Senate races than House races. We're putting up on our website. You can click on your state. You're going to get all the election information you would ever want. When registration, when the deadline is, when your state might have early voting, how long that lasts, you know, pretty much all the information you'd ever want. It's put up there for informational reasons. And I just think it's the right thing to do. But basically doing it as a public service to help people. But we'll have that up there shortly.
All right. I'll keep an eye out for it.
All right, my friend.
Thanks, Rudy.
As a matter of fact, Linda, the election map is up, you said.
Yeah, the election map is up. And for our listeners out there, we just want to let you know. So every day we are adding new states, information, what's happening district by district. And we've actually added a new piece of information just this morning, which is the states that have early voting. So, you know we have our countdown to the election, but we want to make sure that folks know, like, if you have early voting, we want you out there and getting your vote cast ASAP, because we have to fight, you know, the fights we can win. And the Democrats do that so well. So we're going to have that information up there now.
All right. So just go to Hannity.com and, you know, click on your state and you'll learn all the deadlines. And I urge people to start thinking about it now. 193 days are going to fly by. The next thing you know, it's going to be election eve and you're going to be like, holy Adam Schiff. And here we go, because there's so much hanging in the balance. That's why I'm hoping these polls that came out yesterday are what we think they are. I believe they are. I think that Donald Trump has a chance to really blow out this election. It's going to be an uphill fight. We see how dirty the Democrats are fighting. They're throwing everything they've got at him. They're trying to use the legal system to ruin his life. But so far, it's not working, thankfully. All right, let's get to Margie is in Arizona. Margie, hi, how are you? By the way, a lot of news out of your state of Arizona today. And yesterday, the Arizona House voted to repeal that 1864 abortion ban. I believe it's now 15 weeks in your state. That was a bill that didn't have exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's life, and other issues going on there as well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Greetings from Cochise County. It's a beautiful day here. I wanted to just real quickly, and I'm hoping somebody out in the vast unknown will listen to what I'm saying. When you go to college at the university, you agree and are expected to abide by a code of conduct. And that includes, you know, not disrupting the educational process. You know, you're not terrorizing your fellow students. You're behaving like adults, because that's what they are. They're not kids. They're adults. So that's the first point I would like to make. And then on top of that, when you get financial aid, you are expected to attend all of your classes, any and all of them. And when that does not happen, you are at risk of losing your federal financial aid. And so I'm just wondering how many of these young adults were off campus yesterday missing their classes. And that's the point I wanted to make. Maybe somebody needs to investigate that and start taking away the financial aid.
Well, I don't think that's a bad idea, but I will tell you, there are a lot of people off campus because they can't be on there safely. And that's at the advice of the administration and of, you know, the rabbis that are on campus. I mean, they're giving them good advice. If my kids were in that environment, I wouldn't want them on campus, period, end of sentence. Let me just put it that way.
Right. And I mean, but if you're off camp, if you're not in class because you're out protesting,
Well, let me give you an example. So my sensei, my martial arts instructor, whose son is probably one of the most gifted natural martial artists, who's been training since he's like 3 years old. He is a true artist. I've trained with him. I've learned from him. He's amazing. He's finishing his law degree at a school. And I could tell you this, I saw what was going on at his school. I immediately contacted my friend, my sensei. I said, by the way, you might want to tip off your son. I mentioned his name and just make sure he stays away from this, even though he could probably take out the whole crowd because he's such a gifted, talented martial artist. I mean, you want to talk about multiple black belts? This kid has them all. This kid is really well trained in arts. He is stealth. He is strong. But my advice is stay away. Why would you want your kids in that environment? It's hostile, and it is it's just unsafe for them.
So I wonder how many of the students that are protesting and making it unsafe for the rest of the campus, how many of them are going to get expelled, and how many of the administrators have the spine to really look into it to say
probably zero.
Zero. And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it's a disaster. It's really unreal. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you for being with us. Let's go to Matt in Connecticut. Matt, how are you? Glad you checked in.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to tell you, my wife is an NYU grad student. She goes down to the campus twice a month or so, and she was there during these protests. And they started out, it was just a handful of students in a designated area, and it wasn't really a bother. But what had happened is a bunch of people who aren't students are making their way to these protests. And what we found out through the internal message boards and emails sent by NYU is that these are migrants. These are Middle Eastern migrants who made their way across the border, who were shipped to New York City by the Biden administration, and are now terrorizing these campuses. And it's 98% of these students are afraid to leave their dorms. These are not organic protests. It's been
There's been a lot of reporting about this, that there are a lot of outside agitators that are involved in this, but a lot of the students are involved also.
Yes, but it is not nearly as many as would.
See, I know NYU well. I went to NYU for about a year, and I was a student there. And then it's basically not your typical campus. It's a series of buildings that surround what's called Washington Square Park, which has never been particularly safe. I never once walked through that park and didn't have some drug dealer saying, you know, smoking speed, you know, whatever they were selling.
Sure.
And so it's not exactly the safest place. I was always on guard whenever I was on campus. It's not your traditional campus that is in a bubble, that's isolated, that's separate, that's apart. And, you know, yeah, there are plenty of outside agitators, and where they're holding a lot of these protests are right in the middle of that park a lot of the time, and there's nothing you can do. It's a public park.
Yeah, and fortunately, there is nothing you can do, but the professors are absolutely egging this on, and the administration is afraid that the professors will walk out if they do anything about it. And so
they should be glad to fire them. Look at what some of these tenured professors at Columbia said after October 7th. I wish I could keep going. I apologize, Matt. We're up on the clock here. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.